With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The prosecutor overseeing the Hunter Biden investigation expected to testify privately today before congressional investigators.
The closed-door interview marks the first time a special counsel appears before Congress in the middle of a probe. Members of the House Judiciary Committee want to question David Weiss on allegations that he did not have full authority in the years-long case into President Biden's son, Hunter Biden. A spokesperson for Weiss calls his testimony unprecedented. Questions about Hunter Biden's business dealings overall have been central to a GOP-led impeachment inquiry into the president. I'm Julie Walker.
President Biden has spoken with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu about potential pauses in the fighting in Gaza to allow humanitarian aid into the territory. The Prime Minister reiterating his stand regarding a cessation of hostilities.
There will be no general ceasefire in Gaza without the release of our hostages. As far as tactical little pauses, an hour here, an hour there, we've had them before.
Netanyahu interviewed by ABC News. Hamas terrorists launched their bloody attack on Israeli civilians 1 month ago today. There have been services across Israel remembering the hundreds of victims of what some call Israel's 9/11. Also at SRNNews.com, abortion is on the ballot today in Ohio. A state constitutional amendment would enshrine the procedure right up to the moment of birth. Republican Governor Mike DeWine calls it radical, is urging a no vote on Ohio's issue one. The Trump legal team vowing to seek a mistrial in the New York Attorney General's civil lawsuit against Mr. Trump. On the stand yesterday, the former president sparred with the presiding judge while dismissing New York's Attorney General as a fraud. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow is down 58 points. This is SRN News. Christians in Iraq may be packing their bags again.
The war between Israel and Hamas has prompted radical Muslims to launch attacks in other countries. Iraq could be next, and local Christians know they will be the target. Chaldean Archbishop Bashar Warda of Erbil tells Christian Today that if Muslims start attacking believers in Iraq, there will probably be a new migration. Most Christians fled the country a decade ago when ISIS came in. They had only just begun returning a few years back. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Austrian government will make an additional payment to Holocaust survivors. The Ministry of Finance has concluded negotiations with the Conference for Jewish Material Claims against Germany by announcing that it will give more than $13 million to survivors around the world before the end of this year. And those with special needs will get a second payment. The vast majority of Austrian Holocaust survivors no longer live in the country, having fled for Israel and the U.S. This is SRN News. Adult beverages are becoming more commonplace at some collegiate sporting events.
For many years in college football, the alcohol flowed only outside the stadiums at tailgates. Not anymore. Selling beer and wine has apparently become the norm. According to an AP survey of Power 5 conference schools and Notre Dame, 55 of 69 of them sell alcohol in the public areas of their stadiums on game days. That's up dramatically over the past decade. Experts say it's a reliable revenue stream. The trend picked up in 2019 after the Southeastern Conference cleared the way for alcohol sales at football stadiums. John Scott report.
Apparently, WeWork's business model did not work, at least not in the long run. The office-sharing company filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, marking a stunning fall for WeWork, once viewed as a Wall Street darling, promising to upend the way people went to work around the world. More details, SRNNews.com.